Hey everybody, welcome to a new episode of Ballad of the Windfish here on arecibo.radio.org, and it will be my first full-length episode in over a week, so I hope you're looking forward to 2 solid hours of awesome music. We're going to start it off right now with Arrival with his new album, which he is having a CD release party for tonight over in San Francisco. This is his track from his new album, 8-Bit Pimp, and this is called Push It Down. But before we go in, if anyone's listening and not in the chat, head over to arecibo.radio.org and click on that button on the top that says live chat and join the chat room. All you need is a username. You don't need a password, and just log right in. Anyway, here's Arrival with Push It Down.
Yeah. Gotta kick it nice and soft for the ladies.
Yeah, baby.
One time, yo.
Push it in, push it down, and turn it on.
Yeah, bring that beat in. Yeah, yeah, yeah. About to bring it in right here. Listen to the verse, listen, yeah. You in the room and now I'm checking you out. You're the hottest lady all up in the place,
no doubt.
I like the way you bubble bubbles in your face. Oh shoot, you're looking cuter than Samus in a birthday suit. I step over to your girl and straight ask your name. Hand you a fire flower to set your heart aflame. Order up a potion for us both to sip. But the club is gonna close, hey baby don't trip. Jump into my rad racer, it's the car that I drive. In 8 seconds it goes from 0 to 255. Cruising down the Cooper Beach and straight peeping the stars. If you be mine baby, yo this world could be ours. I'm moving it closer and caressing your skin. You're the Twilight Princess, baby let me in. You got me powered up, you better open your eyes. The girlies call me Snake Man and I'ma show you why.
What we gon' do?
Give it to him right.
How we gon' do it?
All day, all night.
Push it in, push it down and turn it on.
Push it in, push it down and turn it on.
What we gon' do?
Give it to him right.
How we gon' do it?
All day, all night.
Push it in, push it down and turn it on.
Push it in, push it down and turn it on.
Break it down.
What we gon' do?
Get it to him right.
How we gon' do it?
All day, all night.
Push it in, push it down and turn it on. Stop at a spot over by Rainbow Road. Then we go down a pipe to reach my ultra secret abode. Now we're chilling at my castle, feeling a little bit frisky. Doing the things instruction manuals all list to be risky. Get iffy, thinking about a bacterial infection. But I pull out the power glove just for your protection. Now I got you running in a different mode. And I'm coming in to input the secret code. Up to the bed, down to the floor. Left, right to hit the spot. Left, right against the shower door. Beneath the sheets, a rival shoot the core. Give it till you get sore. Sing the chorus once more.
What we gon' do?
Give it to him right.
How we gon' do it?
All day, all night.
Push it in, push it down and turn it on.
Push it in, push it down and turn it on.
What we gon' do?
Give it to him right.
How we gon' do it?
All day, all night.
Push it in, push it down and turn it on.
Push it in, push it down and turn it on.
Come on. What we gon' do?
Give it to him right.
Come on. How we gon' do it?
All day, all night.
Push it in, push it down and turn it on. Beyond your wildest dreams. Beyond your wildest dreams.
Yeah.
Welcome back. You just heard the J. Arthur Keys Band with their track Supplicant. And before that was A Rival, of course, with Push It Down. Now we're going to get into another new song that I barely heard about. This one is about Pokemon. This one is called Pokemon, What Happened to You? And it's by Alex Day from his new album, 117%. Okay, never mind. Sam Broadcaster, what I'm using to broadcast, does not like that song, so it did not want to play it. Anyway, so let's just get right into the next thing. This is Just 64 Helpin', and this is from his album Bad Enough, and this is the title track from that album.
Oh,
welcome back. You just heard Genocide and Moldy Locks with their track From Kingston to Deadwood, which is a new song which should be appearing on Beep City, hopefully very soon. From there, we're going to play a trailer from Bitrat. I played this on Tuesday, and I'd like to play it again because it's awesome. So enjoy as we hear a trailer for Bitrat's new album, Test Subject.
This March, the experiment is loose. Test Subject, 10 tracks and 32 minutes of meticulously crafted genre-spanning chiptunes from your favorite cybernetic rodent, Bitrat. Featuring explosive guest appearances from Sean Faze of Temp Sound Solutions. Finn of Phoenix Voice.
To stamp rage out of the proverbial black mage, rant to rage, listen to the sound of the dinner dance, cutting up the record like a mitt with scissor hands.
And chip metal veteran, Norin Rad. Test Subject by Bitrat. Coming soon.
Welcome back. You just heard the teaser for a Test Subject, which is very awesome. And you can be sure as soon as it's out, I'll probably be playing plenty of the tracks today. And from there, we have a new song from Comptroller. This is from his self-titled album that he just released. He recorded and released it in 1 month for the RPM Challenge in February. This is his song, White Knighting.
Electric guitars, they touch down upon my soul.
Welcome back. You just heard the amazing and epic Zoc with his track from his so far unreleased VG Mitsou album, which stands for Video Game Music in the Style of. And that was Tecmo Bowl in the Style of T-Rex. From there, we got a request from Strifig over in the chat. If you want to request anything, you can get in the chat too, over at arecibo.radio.org/chat, or just go to the arecibo.radio.org main page and click on live chat. And this is his request. This is Stemage, aka Metroid Metal, and this is his track, The Escape.
We'll be right back.
just can't get enough of the ending of that song. That was Sprite Slowdown with Balloon Kid from, of course, the Game Boy game Balloon Kid. And, of course, if you don't know, Sprite Slowdown also goes by the name of Chromalodeon, and is one of the most epic bands ever to exist. From there, we got some great music from Castlevania. I've been playing the new Castlevania Rebirth game over on WiiWare, and it is pretty good. Not great, but maybe I just haven't played enough of it yet. This is Gross Melon with his Castlevania-inspired track. This is Reincarnated Soul.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. That lengthy song there was the very awesome Nanaki's View versus Girls Malin, two very talented guitarists, and that was their arrangement of Battletoads and Double Dragon Medley. From there, we got another one from the same album. They both come from Welcome to World 2, which is a release from GameMusicForAll.com, of course. This one is Nicole Adams featuring Starla, and this is their track, Permutation.
Time.
Welcome back. You just heard Flogiston with his track World, which came from an album over at iimusic.net, which you could grab. It was a great compilation. From there, we got something from Bad Dudes. You could grab this album over at baddudesmusic.com. This is Digidus, and this is his remix of Castlevania, known as Bats in a Box. Thank you. Welcome back. You just heard Disu with Koopa versus Kefka, which comes from the same album as the Digidisc track we also just heard. They both come from the Zombies Rocked Your Neighbors EP from Bad Dudes Collective, which you can grab over at baddudesmusic.com. From there, we got Gerard Moreno, who you may know as the composer for God of War. And he actually did a remix of Chrono Trigger, or a rearrangement at least, and it came from the Best of the Best soundtrack that came out a couple years back through Video Games Live. And this is his track, A Premonition and Chrono Trigger. Welcome back. You just heard another track from Sean Faye's, a.k.a. Temp Sound Solutions. That was his track from the Bound Together album, which you can get at whatsupplayer.com. That was Santa Is Dead, a rendition of the Snow Music from Earthbound. From there, we got some more SNES classics. This one is the Plasmas. This is his tribute to Mario Kart. This is Ride the Rainbow.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. You just heard Hiroshi's Palace from Hiroshi, of course. That was from his self-titled debut, also called Hiroshi. And before that, of course, was the Plasmas with their track Ride the Rainbow. From there, we got some more chiptunes for you. This one here is from Disaster Piece and his album Neutralite. This is Funky Fruit Stand.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. You just heard Spheres of Chaos from their EP, Megafauna, and that was the track Megafauna as well. From there, we got a new track from a new group. This is Barbecue People, and this is I Saved the Queen, and All I Got is This Lousy Death Sentence.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. That second track you heard there was Ken Woodman and his Piccadilly Brass. That was, of course, the music from the Sega Dreamcast classic, Space Channel 5. That was the main theme, a Mexican Flyer. From there, we got some more chiptunes for you. This one's an old classic from the Betamon Net label. You can check them out over at Betamon.com. This is the Twilight Division from his Twilight EP. This is Exploding Stars.
If we had 4 years and 4 months to watch an inescapable doom advancing towards us, knowing that when it finally arrived, it would blow the skin right off our bones. Would people still go to work? Would farmers plant crops? Would anyone deliver them to the stores? In New Hampshire, where I live, I put these questions to John Thorstenson, an astronomer at Dartmouth College. Oh no, he said laughing. The news of such an event travels out at the speed of light, but so does the destructiveness. So you'd learn about it and die from it in the same instant. But don't worry, because it's not going to happen. The reason we can be reasonably confident that such an event won't happen in our corner of the galaxy, Thorstensen said, is that a candidate star must be 10 to 20 times as massive as our own sun, and we don't have anything of the requisite size that's that close. The universe is a mercifully big planet.